episodes of The Tape. I have Mr. and Mrs. Evans in the room. My name is Officer...
Oh, no, we're not married.
We're engaged.
Oh, my sincere apologies. And congratulations. Have you set a date?
December the 21st next year.
Oh, lovely. Winter wedding. Anyway, great news. You know that horrific murder you witnessed?
Yes.
Well, this morning, Darren Bayes was found guilty, sentenced to 30 years.
30 years?
I mean, he'll be out in 15, 20 tops.
Why do they do that?
Who, the judges? Oh, I don't know, just a show off, I think. I once saw a judge sentence someone to a bajillion years in prison. It was for fly tipping. He was out the next day.
But Bayes, though, he's definitely locked up.
Sure is. You did brilliantly. Your testimony was the clincher. The judge actually said that. All down to you, John.
Wow.
Tell me about it. It does mean we've had to change our plans a bit. And by our plans, I very much mean your plans.
What are you talking about?
You're going to have to go into witness protection. And relocation.
What? That was never part of the deal.
I know. Sorry.
Well, how long are we talking?
A bajillion years?
Officer.
The rest of your life.
No, 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 no way. Absolutely not. I'm not leaving everything we've worked towards.
No, go on.
No, I'm a very healthy man. Look at me. I run 5K every day. The rest of my life could quite easily be 70 years. And I'm being modest. Sarah, say something. Why aren't you as annoyed as I am?
Well, I last exercised in 2008, so I'm less involved emotionally. But that said, really, officer, the rest of our lives.
Yes, but, you know, look on the bright side. It's kind of like a wedding, in a way. Speaking of, had you booked a venue?
Yeah.
Did you pay a deposit?
Yeah.
Refundable?
No.
Oof, where was it?
In Mayfair. That's where my parents got married.
Mayfair? Look at Mr. Monopoly over here. Hope this news won't give you the waterworks. Get it? Waterworks?
Officer.
You're right, sorry. It's a good news, bad news situation. Bayes is behind bars, but you do have to leave London.
Do we get a choice of where we move to?
Of course. By of course, I mean, unfortunately not. That decision has already been made for your safety.
Where is it?
Yes, of course, I've got it here. Let's see if I can pronounce this right.
Oh, is it abroad?
Oh, I suppose you could say that.
This is ridiculous. We're not moving.
Oh, babe, let's hear where it is.
Gosh, how do you pronounce this stuff? Hirwound. Hirwound. Hirwine?
Never heard of any of them.
Me neither. Anyway, it's in Wales.
Wales?
Oh, that's not abroad.
Well, it depends on your definition of abroad. I went there as a child and have wonderful memories of swimming in the sea until I got sick from it. It was the 70s.
Wales?
Yes.
Wales?
Yes. Shall we go? The M4's a killer on a Friday.
Was that meant to be a joke?
What? Oh, killer? No, just a happy coincidence. Come on, you two, up you get.
I can't believe you taught me into this.
For our safety, do you want to end up dead?
Obviously not, but we didn't even have time to say goodbye to Tilly and Tom.
Tilly and Tom? Cats? Kids? Cats or kids? Cats? Please say cats.
Neither. There is chili plants.
We've been growing them for 3 years. So much care and attention. Oh, they're such a nice age.
There'll be chili plants in... Where are we going again? And how do you pronounce it? Hirwine.
Yes, Hirwine. I'm glad you asked, Helen. Can I call you Helen?
Well, seeing as my name's Sarah, I'd rather you didn't.
Not anymore. Here are your new identities. Ta-da! Make sure you read and memorise these before any interaction in your new lives. There you go.
Brian Harvey. Why is that familiar?
East 17.
I don't know what that is.
The boy band East 17, Brian Harvey was the lead singer.
Nope. Brian Harvey is your fiancé, Helen.
Helen Smithies Cumberside. Ugh. I'll definitely be taking your name, Helen Harvey.
That's not bad. It's better than mine.
Oh, don't be so grumpy. You sad we've left London?
We've given up a life, Sarah.
Helen.
Our jobs, our house, the wedding venue. Of course I'm sad we've left London.
Well, would you have wanted to stay another day?
Yeah, of course I would... Wait, is that a Brian Harvey joke?
You tell me, you wrote it.
Brian, since we're around the corner, let me tell you a little bit about Hirwine. In Welsh, it means long meadow. Sounds nice, doesn't it, Helen?
Oh, it does, actually.
Glad you agree, Helen. It's a little village in the north end of the Cynon Valley, in the county borough of Rhondda-Cynon-Taf, South Wales.
You seem to know a lot
about it. It is 4 miles, 6 kilometres, northwest of the town of Aberdare, and comes under the Aberdare post town, at the 2001 census.
Are you reading this off of Wikipedia?
No.
You're looking at your phone while driving.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Are police officers allowed to do that?
Yes. Let's say yes. Here we are, guys. Number 14, your new home.
Oh, well, it looks nice, doesn't it?
Does it?
Cheer up, Brian. For goodness sake, no one's dead.
Well, that man I saw murdered is. That's kind of why we're here.
Is he always this downbeat?
Only when he's not singing. Singing really cheers him up.
What? Oh, great. Another Brian Harvey joke.
Yeah, babe, yeah.
Oh, God, what is that?
Oh, gosh, it's a pigeon.
Oh, where's its head?
Oh, there it is. I win. What do I win?
The dead pigeon's head.
This is a sign. I don't want to move here. I want to go home.
John, don't be ridiculous.
Brian.
We can't go home.
Helen's right, Brian. You can't go home. Otherwise, you'll end up like, you know...
Can you take that pigeon head away from my face, please?
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a bit
cozy.
More.
Very cozy, I agree. Comes with all your mod cons.
Like what?
I'm not entirely sure. Don't really know what a mod con is. I heard it on a programme.
What are the schools like around here?
The school is very good.
School? Just the one?
Yepers. It's very good.
Oh, that'll work, John. Sorry, Brian.
I suppose so.
Helen! Thank you. You'll need to stay aware of that. You can't go mixing up names like any Tom, Dick or Harry. Oh, no.
What?
Nothing.
Are Tom, Dick and Harry names of other people in witness relocation?
Yes. Anyway, Brian, I've lined you up a job with a local newspaper. Had to pull in quite a few favours with that one.
Really? Really? You had to pull in favours for that, even though I wrote for The Guardian?
Yes, John Evans wrote for The Guardian, I'm aware of that. Brian Harvey didn't know, did he? Brian Harvey was lucky not to have to complete a week's worth of work experience at the local paper. Brian Harvey should be quite grateful to a certain police officer, I think.
Yes, yes, fine. Yes, OK, thank you.
Thank you.
You're both very welcome. I've got to go now, but you've got my number. Call any time and enjoy your new lives free of worry, danger.
4G.
I'll ignore that. Good luck with the job, Brian. Helen, no job for you on account of the pregnancy.
Well, I'm not pregnant.
What?
I'm not pregnant. Are you saying I look fat?
Ah, oh... No, no, no. Of course not. You just,
I'm messing with you. I am pregnant.
That, young lady, was a very mean thing to do. Oh, you got a good one here, Brian. A good two, rather.
Oh, no, it's not his.
Another joke?
Yeah, another joke.
Oh, Brian, you lucky man. Oh, I'm so pleased all this happened and I got to meet you guys. I mean, rest in peace, that poor man. But wowzers! Okay, speak soon. Lots of love.
Well, he's nice, isn't he?
Hmm?
I said he's nice. Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah, sorry. It's just been a... Oh, it's been a strange day, isn't it? I'm just glad it's the two of us now.
Three of us?
I'm glad it's the three of us. I feel much calmer now. I think I just need to get settled, just try and relax. Ah! Who is it? What do you want? No one's in. I didn't testify in court. Who are you?
Okay, shall we open the door and find out?
Yes! Yes! Yes, why not? You do it.
Well, you're making your pregnant fiancé open the door to a potential intruder. Oh, that is such a Brian Harvey thing to do.
Well, I can't do it, can I? Because I haven't read my fact file yet. Don't open it! Don't open it yet!
Oh, you can't run forever, Brian! Hello.
Oh, hiya. I heard shouting. Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We just get excited when someone's at the door.
Oh, me too. It's great, isn't it? One of life's little mysteries.
Yeah. How can I help?
Well, I see you've just moved in, and I thought I'd pop round and introduce myself. I'm Johan, head of Neighbourhood Watch.
Brilliant. I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, that's a lovely pronunciation of the word so. So, where are you from?
London.
Oh, London.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Where are you from, then?
Brian!
Where's that?
Brian!
Are you okay? What's he done to
you? No, it's okay, babe, it's okay. This man is from the Neighbourhood Watch.
Head of Neighbourhood Watch.
Right. Nice to meet you.
And you've come at a good time, because he has just asked where we've come from.
Right.
So, do you want to answer?
Yes. Hove.
Hove, yeah. We're from Hove.
Oh, lovely. I thought he said London earlier.
No.
No?
No.
No, never been. Never been, never done it.
Oh, haven't you? I spent a year there as a teenager. I thought it was magic. So much hustle and bustle. Best year of my life.
Great story. I didn't catch your name.
Johan.
Johan, it's lovely to meet you, but we've had such a long day.
Say no more. I'll just leave this with you. It's a leaflet about how to keep safe in the area. I mean, it's no London.
We're not from London.
No, of course you're not. No. Hove. Sounds like bread. Anywho, I'll leave that with you and be on my way.
Great, thanks for coming round, Johan.
Yes, thanks, Johan.
Oh, I haven't thought about London in years. I used to have a really good friend at school there. We've lost contact now.
Right, okay.
Yeah, sad how you drift apart. I looked at him on Facebook, but no sign. John, his name was John Evans.
It's a very common name.
Lovely lad. Anyway, must dash. Lovely to meet you, Helen.
Brian.
Weird, his friend had the same name as you.
Mm.
John, I said, how weird.
I know him.
What?
I know him.
Did you sleep with him?
What? No, why would you ask that?
Well, I've never had reason to believe you've cheated on me, so I thought I'd never get to say that. You cheating scumbag! Just using it while I can. Anyway, you know him, he went to your school.
Yeah, I think so, and some sort of cultural exchange.
Your exchange student came from Wales.
Yes.
Ours came from France.
I slept with him.
This isn't time for one of your jokes.
Ha! Yeah.
You're listening to Good Morning Wales. I'm Clifford Wilkinson.
Morning.
Oh, I haven't slept a wink.
Oh, no. Why?
Oh, I don't know, Sarah. Maybe because I witnessed a horrendous murder, because I testified in court via video link, except the video kept buffering, so they made me testify in front of the man who did the murder, and he kept shouting, I'll kill you at me, because we've had to leave London, relocate here, all our jobs are gone, my chilli plants, God, Tilly and Tom, the wedding venue. Then, to top it all off, we think we're safe and sound, and who's the first person that knocks on the door? Someone I went to school with!
Well, I slept amazingly. It is so quiet here.
Sarah, what are we going to do about Johan?
Oh, are you sure you didn't sleep with him?
No, stop saying that.
All I'm saying is you haven't stopped going on about him. It seems like an ex.
Sarah, he could reveal who we are. He could put us in danger. Why aren't you taking this more seriously?
We're in witness protection. Things are serious enough without me joining in. And also, because it'll be fine. He didn't recognise you. And he's the head of the neighbourhood watch. He must be rubbish. Oh, imagine all the stuff I could get away with around here.
I think the pregnancy is affecting your brains.
I think you're right. Anyway, even if he does recognise you, shouldn't we just tell him what's happened? He said you were friends. I'm sure he'll keep it to himself.
No. I remember him at school now. Last time it all came flooding back. First day, he was asked to give an interesting fact about himself, and he said he once called the police on his own nan.
What did she do?
Didn't pay her TV licence.
Oh, that is mad. Think of all the brilliant content you get on your TV licence, especially on local radio stations.
What are we going to do? I'm going to ring that police officer.
Oh, no, don't disturb him. It'll be fine.
I'm ringing him.
Hello.
Hello, officer. It's Brian Harvey.
Got you. I'm not here. This is an answer phone. Can't believe you fell for it. I can't come to the phone right now, so please leave a message after the tone. If it's an emergency, I apologise for the joke and please call 999. Bye.
Jesus. I'll call him later.
No personal calls on your lunch break. Ooh, first day at a big boy job. Oh, what if you're bullied?
Why would you say that? What time are you in work?
Helen doesn't have a job. She's a pregnant housewife. Remember.
Won't you get bored?
No, I'm quite excited. Plus, I was about to start maternity leave anyway, wasn't I? So it all works out. I am going to watch Jeremy Kyle and feel better about my life. Well, Helen's life, rather. Oh, whoa.
Well, what is it?
No, it's just a kick. Which reminds me, we need to find a midwife here. Thanks for the reminder, Fetus. See you in 4 weeks, Fetus.
Right, that's not going on the list of names.
Oh, you're no fun.
I've got to go. The car they've given us looks rubbish. Look at it. Look at it. Might as well go to work in a pedalo. It's yellow. How are we supposed to stay hidden driving around in a yellow car? Maybe covering the breaking stories of Hirawanu will cheer me up. Is that right? Hirawanu?
Absolutely not.
What is it then?
Absolutely no idea.
So, Brian, use your desk.
Whoa, my desk. Wow. In my last place, it was all hot desk.
Oh, what was your last place?
Oh, I worked at the Guardian.
Oh, silly me. I got your CV here. I can check.
Yes. Yeah. It's all on there.
KFC?
Yep. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You did hot desk in a KFC?
It's what we called waiting the tables. Industry term. Hot wings, hot desking. Colonel loves a prefix hot.
Well, very impressive. So, like I say, here's your desk. The Wi-Fi network is Herald Staff, all one word, and the password is all one word with spaces in between.
Sure. Anything you want me to lead on this morning?
Oh, no. Free swim. Oh, but by the end of play, we do need a couple of Twitter polls and a quiz for the website.
Sorry?
Twitter polls. Quizzes. It's what we do now. It's all about the clicks, see? Hey, do a quiz about... What hairstyle of H from Steps are you? That'll keep the admin happy.
Right, okay. I thought I'd be doing investigative, like, long lead journalism.
No. Make the quiz as long as you want, though. We once did one on the Cheeses of Wales that had 74 questions.
Great, I'll bear that in mind.
If you need me, my office is there, opposite the vending machine. Yes, it is the reason I'm diabetic. Just a joke. But I do have it. Type 2. Nasty stuff.
I am sorry.
Don't you apologise. Only person at fault is me. And Fredo.
Yeah, expensive now, aren't they?
£10. Expensive. Remind me never to start around with you. Oh, anyway, I gotta go. I think my blood sugar's dropping.
Right. What kind of H from...
My good God. I mean, hi. Johan, was it?
Brian! Oh, funny, I've been thinking about you all day.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why? Why? I mean, why have you been thinking about me? In what way?
Well, not in a weird way. No, I was just so happy to meet you and Helen yesterday. So nice seeing new people move into the neighbourhood.
Thank you, that is very kind of you. So, do you work here?
Yes and no. The emphasis very much on the no part. As you know, I'm head of Neighbourhood Watch.
I remember.
Yes. But I also come to the paper and snoop around to see if any crimes have been reported in the area so I can watch that bit of the neighbourhood.
Right. Is that legal?
It's not illegal.
So you come in and ask for scoops and then, what, fight crime?
That's exactly it. Brian, exactly it. Oh, it's like you know me. Like we're on the same wavelength. Kindred spirits.
No.
No.
No, no. Look, I'm quite busy, Johan. I've got a big feature I'm working on here.
H from Steps Hairstyles. Well, I'm Spiky Frosted Tips, me. You crack on.
Thanks.
You see, the thing about Neighbourhood Watch is that I keep people safe. I love it. I love keeping people safe. Honestly, the stories I can tell you. The people I've come up against. Youths. Burglars, gangs.
Gangs?
Oh, yeah.
You keep people safe from gangs?
Absolutely.
We should talk.
What about?
Brian, you have a visitor in the meeting room.
Oh, okay. I'll be back in a sec, Johan.
Right you are, bye-bye.
Yes.
Brian Harvey, I presume?
Oh, it's you. What are you doing here? Won't this blow our cover or something?
No. Well, maybe. No, probably not. I've worn civilian clothes.
That's not what civilians wear. Are you wearing a cape?
Might be.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Just checking in, really. See how you're getting on. I like to do a catch-up, you know? See how you're settling in. See whether the newly escaped Darren Bayes has found and killed you. See if you've made any friends. And look at that, you were chatting with a man. Is he nice? Is he your best friend now?
Sorry, what?
Is he your best friend, Brian?
Bayes has escaped.
Has he?
You just said he has.
Yes. No, he has. It's super annoying, actually. I'm sorry. Though it's not actually technically my fault, but I am sorry.
Jesus, when did this happen?
Last night.
How?
Well, would you believe he dug a tunnel from his cell, which he'd hid behind a poster of The Shawshank Redemption? Pretty cool.
No, not cool. I need to get to Sarah.
Helen.
It doesn't matter now, does it?
Well, I'd still prefer you stick to it. He hasn't found you yet, has he?
No, I suppose not.
Plus, he had all his assets frozen, so even if he did know you were in Wales, good luck trying to pay the toll bridge fare, eh? £6.80, it's mental.
You're driving me home right this minute.
Yeah. Was literally about to suggest it. Say bye to your friend.
He's not my friend, but... Oh, God, I definitely shouldn't tell you this.
What?
No, you'll only go and do something stupid.
What?
I think I know him.
Huh?
I think he knows who I am, but he doesn't know he knows who I am.
Is this a riddle?
Look, he spent a year living in London when I was 15. He went to my school, he was in my year. I think he sat next to me in Latin.
What?
I know.
So you learn Latin? God, you're posh.
Oh, what do I do?
I don't know. They don't teach you this in witness relocation school, which isn't a thing. I know, I'm panicking. Right. He doesn't know he knows you.
No.
Well, let's just keep it that way. Safer. The only person who knows that you are you will be me and Helen and me.
Okay, yes.
Yes, fine. It's fine, isn't it? All fine. Let's go and see your fiancé. Not in that way, but let's take separate cars. I'm going to go a weird route just in case, just to throw him off the scent, and you leave 2 minutes after me, okay? Break.
Good meeting.
What? Oh, yes. Yeah, fine.
Did you still want to have that chat?
Chat?
About gangs.
No, yes. No need, actually. Thanks, though. I've got to go. I'm feeling ill. Oh, tummy upset. I'll see you soon, though, Johan. Bye.
Okay. Oh, feel better. Pepto-Bismol always works for me. I've got some Yervil. No, he's gone.
Oh, hiya.
Helen, hello. May I come in?
Of course.
Thank you. Gosh, you're looking big.
Thank you. I just had macaroni cheese on a pizza.
Darren Bayes has escaped. Wait, what? On a pizza?
What? He's escaped?
shaped.
On a pizza. I know you're eating for two, Helen, but that sounds mighty carby. You must be exhausted.
Darren Bayes.
He's escaped, yes. He's on the run. I've just seen Brian. He's fine, but he wanted me to check on you, and he should be here any minute.
Well, Bayes will be here.
No. Brian will be. He's on his way. Although Bayes could be, though most likely not.
Right, so what do we do? Do we leave here? There's a contingency plan for things like this, yeah?
It's very tricky to say. I can't believe I have to say this again, but I did not go to witness relocation school. It's not a real place, Helen. But what I'm thinking is, it's like when you're playing hide and seek. You've got a good hiding place. Do you move hiding places halfway through? What if they catch you as you're moving?
Are you actually an idiot?
Helen.
My name is Sarah. Oh my God, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Helen, please, calm down.
Call me Helen one more time and I'll... break my waters.
Oh God. Where's your landline?
Landline? It's 2017. Use your mobile.
My battery ran out on the way over here. I was listening to a podcast. Fine, I was playing Flappy Bird.
Oh, use mine.
What's your passcode? No, I'll use your thumb. Stay still. Oh, that's a nice photo of you both. Sorry, 999. Yes, I'll hold. Only joking, it's connecting. Ambulance, please.
Come on, you absolute piece of...
Hiya.
Jesus! Yoan, don't do that! Are you following me?
No, why?
I mean, you're everywhere. The office, now in the car park.
I have to leave the car park to get out of the office. Plus, that's my car there, look, parked next to yours.
Oh, it's yours, is it?
Sorry if it's a bit tight. I was in a rush.
Listen, can you drop me home, please? My car's bust. I need to see Shellen.
Shellen?
Yes, that is my pet name for Helen. She reminds me of a shell. Reminds me of the sea.
Oh, that's nice. Because she's fishy.
No! Well, yes, actually, at the moment, a craving's exclusively haddock and cod. Place stinks. Anyway, I'm in such a rush. Can you drop me off?
Are you okay? Seem a bit off.
Yep, fine. Just having a weird day. Can we go a bit faster?
Sorry, no. It's a 20 zone here. Gotta stick to the rules. Can you imagine? The head of neighbourhood watch being caught speeding. What would people think?
Yes, I know. Just go, like, 22 or something?
I can't go 22, Brian. This isn't London.
People who live in London don't all drive 22 mile an hour. Not that I do.
I tell you what, I haven't stopped thinking about my time in London since I met you and Heather.
We're not from London.
No, I know. You keep saying. It's just been in my head.
You're going 18 now. 18?
That year was probably the best year of my life.
19?
Me and my friend John, we were inseparable.
Back to 18.
Thought we'd be friends for life. Such a shame.
No. Do you know what is a shame, Ewan? Do you know what is a shame? It's that we're travelling 17 mile an hour and I need to get home because I'm John Evans, okay? I'm John Evans. I've witnessed a murder. I was put in a witness relocation because a guy I helped to send to jail has escaped. Now, my fiancé and unborn child are in danger. I need to get back to her now. So can you please, for the love of God, push it to 25 mile an hour?
John?
Yes!
I thought I recognised you.
Can we please go faster?
Oh, yes, we've just entered a 30 zone. Let's go.
A bit faster? Murder on the loose?
Oh, yes, right you are. Here we go. And not a moment too soon.
Yes, thanks, Yoan. Although too soon might have been quite ideal in this situation.
There's a note on the door.
What? Give it here. Helen, brackets, Sarah, brackets, in labour. Tried calling, no battery, Prince Charles Hospital. Oh, my God. Yoan, did you hear me?
Sorry, I just noticed a dead pigeon on your doorstep. Just let me look for the hen.
There's no time! Dump the pigeon! Get in the car! Hi, yeah, my fiancée's here. She's in labour.
Right. What's her name?
John, or Brian.
No, what's her name?
It's either Sarah or Helen. Probably Helen.
Helen.
Well, my name's Harvey. Is she under Harvey?
Your name's Brian Harvey.
Yes.
I love you, 17.
Oh, where is my fiancé?
She's fine. She's in the postnatal ward.
Postnatal ward?
It means after.
I know what it means. That means she's had the baby, yes?
According to the notes, yes.
Oh, my God. Is she okay?
Yes, everything's fine. £6.11.
£6.11.
Oh, lovely, that's nice. You would have enjoyed that. Not much to push through.
It's just through this.
Quick, let's go.
Oh my God, you're here.
I'm so sorry I missed this, Sarah.
Oh no, it's okay. I've got something to show you.
You're showing me a bit too much already, to be honest.
Oh, Yoan's here. Shut up, Yoan.
Sorry.
John, meet your daughter.
Oh my God. My God, she's perfect. She's... I'm so sorry you're on your own, Sarah.
I wasn't.
Oh, hello. We haven't met. You must be friends of Brian and Helen.
Oh, it's fine. He knows.
What?
What?
What? Sorry, just joining in. I know all about the witness relocation and Darren Bay's escaping from prison.
Oh, come on!
Darren's a lovely name for a baby, by the way, Helen. Sarah.
Johan!
Oh, he's got a point, actually.
Sorry?
Sarah! We could call her Sarah!
Is that allowed?
Why are you looking at me? Call her what you want.
Sarah. Yeah. Yeah, she looks like a Sarah.
She looks more like a Darren to me.
Do you reckon we could have a moment to ourselves, maybe? Just because my legs are still in the stirrups and you've all decided to gather at the bottom of my bed. An odd choice.
Yes, sorry. Go away, you two. I imagine you've got some things to make Ewan sign, haven't you, so he doesn't blabber anything?
Oh, it's probably a bit late for that.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't know when to bring this up.
Bring up what?
I got a message earlier.
What message? When?
Well, when Sarah, was about 8 centimetres dilated. Do you remember that, Sarah?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
What
well.
Message?
Darren Bayes was spotted in the village earlier this afternoon.
Oh, my God, in the village, this village, the village that we're all in. I knew it. That pigeon was a message.
John, quiet, what do we do?
Well, you know you've all been in witness relocation?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Shut up, Johan.
You're going to have to go into it again. Plus Johan, plus baby Sarah. Actually, can you not call her that? It'll just get confusing.
Call her Darren.
Right. Okay, sure. Sure, we can do that. We've done it once. We're doing it now. Sure, fine. Everything is fine. Where do we need to go?
Well, hopefully you know where you know anyone this time. No offence, Johan.
None to you again. I've never been to Brazil. Does that help?
Not really.
Guys, you're still standing there, like, literally in the eye of the storm. Come on!
Yes, get out and work out where we're going next.
We'll do. Well done, Sarah. You were brilliant.
Thank you. Actually... I don't know your name.
That's a point. I don't either.
Oh, really? That's funny. It's Darren. Darren Bayes Jr. I'm joking. Wow. The look on your face. It is Darren, though. Darren Carter. Back in a bit, guys. Rooting for somewhere real sunny for you. Come on, Johan. Let's leave him in peace.
Hi.
Hi.
And hi, you.
Baby Darren says hello.
I prefer baby fetus.
Are you ready to do all this again?
No. Are you?
I've just delivered a child, so, yeah, moving sounds like a good idea.
Johan can help us.
You two getting on, then?
Yeah. Might even sleep with him.
Relocation was written by and starred Robin Morgan. It was performed by Helen Monks, Clint Edwards, Vern Griffiths and Beth Granville, and is a Zipline creative production for BBC Radio Wales.